When was the last time you went on vacation?
I just came back from one. It was good. It's great to be back. And thank you for having me back.
Have you had the experience that when you go on vacation, then you come back and you feel more exhausted than before you went on vacation? Because there's a difference between vacationing and resting. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about that, what it means to rest, which is necessary in order to continue the mission that he has entrusted to all of us. In today's culture, we are so busy. This is an on-the-go culture that is just treating us as human doings, not human beings. It is about doing. That oftentimes, scheduling a vacation seems just like one more thing to do. And that's why a lot of you can relate that when you come back from a vacation, you feel more exhausted. It's just one more task to do. But you really didn't have the rest that your body and mind needed. Last Sunday, Jesus tells the disciples, go to work. He sends them two by two. Don't take anything with you, no backpack, no second sandals, pair of sandals. Just take just walking, one walking stick, which gives reference to prayer. That walking stick is the prayer that we should never let go. That keeps us standing, especially when things are very difficult. But today he says, come rest. You've been working so hard. But then next Sunday, we'll have the gospel that talks about the feeding of the 5,000. So in a way, it seems that Jesus's words are contradicting and conflicting in a way. Go to work, rest, and then go to work. But they're not contradicting, because Jesus is telling us, not just the disciples, but you and me, that we need to find rest in him. Vacationing means to take time off. Resting, when it comes to rest in Christ, the spiritual rest. That's why he says the disciples gathered together with Jesus. He is the resting place. He is the one that will give us the true rest that we need. And that rest can be found in prayer. In seminary, I remember that they used to tell us, there is no vacation from your vocation. We all have the same calling. That is holiness. To get to heaven. We should never take a time off from that. We should never take a break. Never. We should never take a break from praying, from prayer. Prayer life, even if we go on vacation, we should go to church. There should be a church pretty much everywhere. Never take a break from holiness, from becoming a saint. Because our hearts will be restless if we try to find rest in something or someone else. The rest that Jesus offers, the world cannot offer. The world will treat us as human doings, not human beings. God is inviting us to come to him to find the rest that is necessary in order to continue the mission entrusted to all of us. To be shepherds, to be there for the people. When they go to this place and then he sees all these people in need, he's like, well, come find the rest that you need in me. That way you can continue to take care of these people. There's no vacation from mercy or charity. We should never take time off from showing mercy to others. We come to Christ to find the rest that we need so that we may continue the mission of love and mercy. As we approach this holy banquet, I don't know what you're dealing with. Perhaps you're exhausted. You are tired from so many things, whatever you're dealing in your life. But this is the best time to come to Jesus. He is our resting place. This is where we need to go. And if you need to go and take some time off and go on vacation, I have a special place for you to go. And you can go after Mass or sometime during the week or next month, whatever. Just go outside, take a left, then take a right on Park Avenue, then take a left about half a mile on York Street. And we have what is called Perpetual Adoration, St. Clare's Chapel. That's where Jesus is 24/7. Come to Him. Go to Him. He is there. Whatever you're dealing with, just go and find the rest that your soul needs so that you may be strengthened. Because again, our vocation to holiness never stops. As we continue this journey here on earth, we are called to show mercy, to never stop praying. There's no vacation from having that encounter with Christ. We must remain connected with Christ in order to get to heaven. There's no excuse and there's no time off for that. Let us approach then this holy banquet, asking our Blessed Mother to help us to remain with her Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may find the rest that we need. Please stand. I believe in one God.